The cross is perhaps the most powerful, important symbol of our Christian faith. And today we see crosses all over the place. We see crosses on necklaces and keychains. We see crosses as decor on walls. They're all over the place. The church that I was raised in South San Jose, raised up for ordination in, I should say, had a group of ladies, and we called them the ladies. My mom was part of the ladies. She came to live with us for a few years, and she quickly got into that group, and they had a great time. One of the ladies had a beautiful, stunning, jeweled cross. And the cross was lined in emeralds and some other kind of pink gem and diamonds. It was really quite sparkly and splendid. And I admired that cross. Now, it's not my taste in jewelry, per se. I'm not really a jewel kind of person. But that cross was just stunning. And so every time I saw Marie wear it, say, Marie, that is just a spectacular cross. I just love it so much. And she would remind me for the 10th time, this is what her husband gave to her, her late husband, Bill. And she loved the cross so much. If you've ever been in my office, you'll see that there are some crosses on the wall, some wall decor. Not a lot. I have a collection, but I didn't bring them all here, and I have some at home. And they're all different. Some are made from glass, and some from wood. Some are carved out of like a stone. Some are painted. This is one of them, a small one. And they are beautiful. But something is a little uncomfortable for me sometimes when I look at a cross like this, or like the jeweled cross that was around Marie's neck. It seems weird to me to say, oh, what a beautiful cross. It's so pretty. It feels a little bit odd because the cross isn't always so beautiful, right? Crosses have two sides. So maybe the front side is beautiful, but we also have to look at the back side. And this cross, beaded and pretty on the front, is just a plain wood cross. It's not spectacular. It's kind of nondescript. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's ugly, but it's nothing special. The cross that we go to tonight, Jesus' cross, is not pretty. It's not a pretty cross. It's a hard cross, and it's a heavy cross. It's rough, and it has splinters. It's not a pretty cross, but that's where we go tonight. It's a cross that we sing the blues about. It's the perfect music to sing. You know, the blues go, I'm just going to put this down, the blues go way, way back, right? We all know that blues music is tied to the African-American music from early in our country and slavery and all those days, but honestly, it goes way, way back, even to the African culture, right? And it's rich, and it's deep, and it evokes a lot of feelings from us. Oftentimes, it's that grief and that woe. It's full of those minor chords. They're all minor. It has that kind of rhythm that swings, and our bodies can get into it, and we can mourn. And that's why we're singing the blues tonight. It is the perfect music. And our musicians are doing an amazing job. Thank you. So we have to go to this cross. We have to stay there for a little bit. Today, earlier in the day, we did Stations of the Cross. And in those stations, there were narratives written just from a first-person perspective of the people who were there that day. And they're modern narratives. They're not taken directly from Scripture. So we heard from people like the stranger on the side of the road who said, I saw what they were doing and it wasn't good. And I knew it was wrong, but I didn't say anything and I didn't do anything. We heard from the high priest who argued that, you know, we really did want to help Jesus in that we didn't want him to, we wanted to save him from himself, and we wanted to save ourselves from the Roman authorities. But they said by the time he turned over those tables and all the money changers, that was it. That was the straw that broke the camel's back, because that was going to get them in trouble, a lot of trouble. We heard from Peter, wallowing in his guilt for what he'd done, asking for just one more chance, longing to be able to say, yes, yes, I do know that man, and I do believe in that man. We heard from the thief who was hanging on the cross next to Jesus, the thief who kind of stood up for him and said, you know, leave this guy alone. Back off. He's a good guy. There's something about him that's special. So much that I want to cry. I can't stop crying. There's something special about him. We heard from a lot of people, and we heard from Mary, Jesus' mother. And that was hard. It was hard to listen to because she was grief-stricken. She was having flashbacks of Jesus as a little boy running around and sometimes maybe skinning his knees, and really all it was honey and bread that would make him feel better. But she couldn't make him feel better that day. No mother should have to go through what Mary went through. All sorts of people. All those people there that day, in a different time, maybe in a different place, would have been singing the blues. Dark was the night, cold was the ground, his sweat like drops of blood ran down. They would have been singing the blues. Jesus was there that day too, and if a reporter came up and tried to hear from Jesus what it was like for him, there would have been no words. We know from the scripture that really Jesus didn't have much to say. In fact, Jesus remained silent for a while, didn't even need to answer Pilate's questions. Not much to say. But he was mocked and he was flogged and he was crucified. And yet, even in all that, he took the time to make sure that his mother was taken care of, that there was a new family starting over here. Even in his absence, a new family was beginning. Jesus is the one that decided when it was finished. Nobody else. It was Jesus. If anybody could sing the blues, it was Jesus. And so we hang in that place for a while. We can't rush out of it. You see, we carry our own crosses. Our crosses can be heavy sometimes, or they're a little bit lighter. Sometimes we carry those crosses for a long time, and sometimes not so long. But the big difference is that Jesus is always there to help us carry our cross. And that wasn't the case for Jesus that night. So when we have our crosses to carry, we sing the blues. We sing the blues together. I bet you can sing this with me this time. Dark was the night, and cold was the ground. His sweat like drops of blood ran down. Well, there's a little bit of good news here. But we don't want to get there too quickly. Before long, we're going to be able to see not only a blood-filled, soaked, sweat-soaked cross, we are going to be able to see a cross that is dripping with God's blood. Dripping. Before long, we're not only going to be singing the blues, but those minor chords are going to shift and they're going to modulate to major chords. And we're going to sing things like, "In the cross of Christ I glory." But not yet. So for tonight, let's just keep singing the blues.